At this time of year, it sometimes seems as though everyone is caught up in Christmas shopping, in decorating, in parties. But there are many people, including some Christians, for whom the holiday is not a celebration. As NPR's John Burnett reports, they view the Yuletide season as a strange combination of religion, paganism, and materialism.
A group of boys and girls chase a baseball in a field behind a country school in Central Texas. The boys are dressed in dark slacks and white shirts. The girls all wear the same style of plain dress and white headscarf. They belong to a community of conservative Mennonites who live on the flat, featureless cropland south of Fort Worth. Eugene Friesen and Justin Weaver stand outside their Mennonite school, reflecting on a holiday which neither of them has ever celebrated.
I don't know why I need Christmas lights or a Christmas tree or whatever, or a bunch of presents, because I'll just probably want more. I'm glad the way I have it.
What do you all do around Christmas time?
Well, we don't do very much, I guess. Sometimes we go to church if there's a service around. Other times, well, like last Christmas, we just stayed home and did work, that sort of stuff.
The Mennonites are a Protestant sect that began in the 16th century with the Anabaptists in Switzerland. They believe in pacifism and the Bible as their sole guide in life. This Central Texas community is especially rigorous, even among Mennonites. They live without radio, television, or movies. They believe Jesus called them to live apart from the temptations and carnality of the world. They look on Christmas with the same disdain as did the colonial Puritans, who branded it a, quote, wanton, bacchanalian feast.
You know, we get in a conflict because Jesus did say you can't serve two masters. And it seems like in with this Christmas thing, if you want to use that for an example.
Marlon Kreider is pastor of the Grandview Gospel Fellowship, the Mennonite church which is the soul of this small, devout community. He sits at his kitchen table in a small, simple house whose austerity reflects his faith.
Say it was Jesus' birthday. We don't know the time, but say it was. Why, it'd be like if we had a birthday party for you, John, and we say we want to have this party, but we don't really want you present. We want to drink a little, and we want to have a merry time, and we don't want to really talk about you. So we would probably put more emphasis on the cross, the suffering, and the resurrection, because it's only through his resurrection that there's power to change our lives.
Another Christian denomination which snubs Christmas is the Jehovah's Witnesses. Like the Mennonites, they don't vote, go to war, or observe national holidays. In fact, Jehovah's Witnesses don't even celebrate birthdays, based on the belief that birthdays are not in the Bible. Unlike the Mennonites, Witnesses consider themselves to be the only true Christians. They consider Christmas to be a pagan holiday, noting that the early Christians selected December 25th only because it fell close to the Roman celebration of Saturnalia.
Well, we don't celebrate Christmas because it's not Jesus' real birthday, and the Christians in Jesus' day didn't celebrate Christmas. The only thing I'm missing out on is the holidays that God doesn't approve of.
Blonde 10-year-old Tanya Black lives with her family in Austin, Texas. She claims not to miss Christmas or birthdays because her parents give her gifts at other times. Her father, Michael Black, a graphic artist, says he recently surprised his 6-year-old, Carly, with an Icecapades Barbie during a weekend trip.
And, you know, those are the kind of gifts, totally unexpected, and really what we believe giving should be, you know, something that's from the heart and not something that's based on a certain day. And so we practice giving year-round.
The only holy day Jehovah's Witnesses observe is the memorial of Christ's death, which is commanded in the Bible. Michael Black says they will go to their churches, called Kingdom Halls, for Bible study and a simple service of bread and wine.
We do that every year on the date, on the anniversary date that he actually commanded it and celebrated originally. This year, it's going to be Sunday, March the 23rd, and so congregations of Jehovah's Witnesses, there's over 85,000 throughout the earth. We will celebrate that throughout the earth on that very day.
Christmas is also just another day for the Malik family of Houston. While the thoughts of Christians turn to Bethlehem this season, the bowed heads of these Muslims face Mecca. They kneel on prayer rugs in their second-story prayer room, whose walls are adorned with verses from the Quran. Muhammad Malik and his wife Mamuna immigrated here from Pakistan. Their two daughters, 12-year-old Saima and 13-year-old Ghazala, were born in the USA. The Malik daughters and two family friends, Shazia, 14, and Nadia, 16, sit on a couch together.
I think they've lost the true meaning of Christmas because it's more like giving presents, stuff like that. It's not about
family.
Yeah, family and stuff.
Not like family thing.
The families of these girls try to be good Muslims. They pray 5 times a day, if possible, and fast during the holy month of Ramadan. The older girls wear black headscarves and long pants at their high school. As observers of a different religion, they're puzzled as to why Christmas celebrants focus on the comical figure of Santa Claus instead of Jesus, whom Muslims consider to be a holy prophet, although not the Son of God.
I don't know why they do this. I mean, why are they telling a lie to kids?
I know, that's
the
kind
kids
of
believe
that's
them,
kind of
too.
Joke also. They act like Santa Claus is God or something, like he can see everything, like when you're sleeping and you're awake. How can he tell all that? He's not God or anything. He can't see.
I don't see the point to it.
Yeah, it's kind of silly. I don't know. If they really want to have the point of Christmas, they should do, like, a prayer and all that stuff, too. But they don't really do any of that stuff. That's what I think they don't do.
It is the peculiar nature of the American Christmas that the religious observance of the holiday is often out of sight when people attend midnight mass or read the nativity story to their children or give to their favorite charity. The fact that people try to compress so much good into one season of the year bewilders some non-Christians, such as Aswath Shekhar, a computer consultant in Houston.
Seems to me, at Christmas, families come together, there's a feeling of warmth and closeness, and there's gift-giving and sharing and all of that. While all of that is good, I don't see why it should be only at Christmas. I mean, the American family, over the years, has certainly disintegrated somewhat, and it's sad to see that Christmas is the only time that all of these good things come about.
The Shekhar family is Hindu, but they're anxious to share U.S. culture. They have adopted many of the secular Christmas traditions. Their two-story home in Fort Bend County in southwest Houston is festooned with colored lights. Inside stands an artificial tree with wrapped packages underneath. 9-year-old Mitya Shekhar can't wait until Christmas morning.
I would wake up and come downstairs, and then I would open all the presents that I get, and then people would start coming over, and I'd dress up in fancy clothes and eat and have fun.
There's no nativity scene in the Shekhar household. Their faith remains unshakably tied to their homeland in southern India. They keep a puja, or house shrine, in which reside figurines and pictures of Hindu gods. And 6-year-old Nikhil is more excited by Ganesha, the Hindu god of wisdom, than he is by Santa Claus.
And this has a lord,
what's
too.
What's its name?
And the name is called Lord Ganesha. And it's an elephant head god, and it also has
in their home, says Mala Shekhar, Christmas is understated for a reason.
I try to bring in the spirit in a small way so that they don't feel left out. But I don't overstate it either because I don't want them to get confused. They are Indians. They can never be mainstream. So we have to retain our Indian identity.
On the threshold by the front door, amid the twinkling Christmas lights, there are 2 small clay lamps. The Shekhars keep them there throughout the holiday season to remind themselves of Diwali, the Indian festival of lights, which they consider their equivalent of Christmas. This is John Burnett reporting.